Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking in this Father's Day weekend, talking Father's Day memories, father-son, father-daughter sports memories, also father-son, father-daughter combos, best combos in pro sports. Welcome in. Welcome back, I should say. Christian Garrick here. And I told you before, my dad and I went to several Yankees and Mets games when he was stationed at West Point. And I remember one specifically that we missed out on. I'll bring you back to like May, I think May. This was probably 1989, 1990. Dwight Gooden was pitching for the New York Mets opening day. Daryl Strawberry, Kevin McReynolds. I mean, this was the heyday. Gary Carter behind the dish. This was the heyday of the New York Mets. My dad checks me out of school at O'Neill High School. I think I was a freshman. Maybe I was in eighth grade. Anyway, checks me out early. At my surprise, Dad, where are we going? We're going to opening day, Shea Stadium, Mets. So we drive the hour and a half into the city. Dad, you got tickets? No, we're going to scalp them. Okay, cool. So all in all, my dad and I went to Shea Stadium, and then we get to I think it's in Queens, right? Maybe it's Flushing. Anyway, and my dad was shocked by the sticker price of some of these tickets on the street, $300 or $400. And now, mind you, this is 1989, 1990, $300 a pop just to get in the nosebleeds. Well, we didn't make it into Shea Stadium that day. Dad, you remember that?
You cried and cried and cried. You really could care less if the tickets cost or were going to be scalped for $500, $1,000. It really didn't matter to you.
No.
So yeah, unfortunately we did not make it to that game. But isn't it a great story to tell? And we have so many stories between us. Almost all of them. I would say 90% of them have to do with sports, and the other 10% have to do with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, so, Spaceballs, or Hot Shots.
But we're talking. So, but you do sports talk, so we're talking about our relationship, and not just our relationship, but. Fathers and sons. And, you know, I was thinking there was a time when you were really young. You were playing T-ball, starting to fall. You know, that was the beginning of your love affair with baseball as a young boy. And
my dad just dropped out. All right, we'll get him back. But yeah, I think he was. My mom was my first T-ball coach because my dad was in the service. So early on in his career, he was in the field training quite a bit, so he wasn't always not around intentionally, but unintentionally because of his job in the military was quite demanding. And me and my sister, Tara, my mother did a lot of the parenting early on just because my dad was making his way as an Army soldier. By the way, happy birthday to the Army, and I think we got my dad, David Garrick, back on. You were talking about T-ball, Dad?
Well, I was just making the point because we're going to celebrate Father's Day, but you know sometimes moms have to be fathers, and sometimes fathers have to be moms. And this was a time when your mother, for those who don't know, I was gone quite a bit, so I think I would try to be a dad as often as best as I could when I wasn't. Deployed with my soldiers, but that's not the point. The point is your mom didn't really know anything about baseball, nothing. And she jumped in there.
Yeah.
And she coached your T-ball.
The Indians, Dad, I still remember it. It was the Fort Polk Indians.
Yeah. And she coached, she was like Tommy Lasorda out there, you know? And I'll never forget her for that. That she did a hell of a job. And I would ask dads out there and moms, but dad and moms who are playing the role of dads sometimes to think about all those special times, because really that's, you know, when we communicate and talk, 70 to 80 to 90% of what we're talking about is our relationship, but it's really through sports and mostly we talk some serious family stuff every once in a while, but mostly it's fun, and we talk about how we love sports and how we really developed our own relationship through sports. I was lucky enough to coach you as a player in baseball and football, and then after that, coach with you, as you assisting me, and then at some point, me assisting you as your own head coach. So, I said this some time ago. I feel the same way about your sister and you. At some point, children become adults, and when they become adults, they still remain your kid, and you will do anything in the world to protect them and help them, but they're also your friend. And I think that's the relationship I have with both of my children, you and your sister. And that's really, really, I would say that's probably more enjoyable than, being the heavy sometimes. As you know, former Marine, you know what that
sure.
means.
Sure.
So we have so many memories. I won't go into detail, but I know this will make you chuckle. There was a time when both of us were at a Saints game, and when the Buccaneers came into town, and that and I'll let you talk about that to whatever degree you're comfortable. But that was really one great time. And of course, at that time, you were a man. You were in the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
So, that was quite enjoyable for me, even though, it was just quite enjoyable.
Let's just leave it at that. That was probably the best Buccaneers tattoo of a Buccaneers logo I've ever seen in my life.
I saw one great Buccaneers tattoo that day.
Yeah.
But we have so many memories. And you were talking earlier about, and again, dads out there, moms out there that have played the role of dad, let everybody know what you're – go back and call your kid and tell him what you're thinking. But or him or her, you didn't mention when we drove up to Cincinnati to see the Saints play. What that was in 1987. Is that right, Christian?
Yes, December 20th, 1987.
Yeah, so you were in the back seat the whole time because you were so excited. I was driving, me and you. I was driving. You were in the back seat, so excited that you couldn't be seated, and you couldn't, you certainly couldn't be. I couldn't put a seatbelt on you or anything else. So you're just literally bouncing around in the back seat, talking to me the entire time. It was about two. Well, you might not know. It was about a
three.
Two
it was
hour
three,
drive,
three and a half. And a half.
Yeah, yeah, and it was kind of chilly that day, if I remember, but. Yeah, that was also part of the story. You were just kind of bouncing around back there, so excited. Other experiences that we had. I mean, I used to sneak you into a bar,
to watch
games on the satellite, Saints games. I don't think we did our best to never miss a Saints game, especially when I was teaching at the academy, and you were something like 14, 15. And certainly underage, but they just kind of looked the other way when we went into, I think the name of the bar was Sports View. It was,
that's right.
Certainly before walk-ons or bars like that had ever been, conceived. So, those are also great memories. I do also have some great memories of me and you and your mother and your sister
on the basketball court. On a basketball court.
On the basketball court. You want to? So you got to go?
No. Hold on. Sit tight. I'll carry you over. Sit tight. All right. We're going to get our CBS and local news headlines. Sure. We'll get to that one in a moment. Sharing Father's Day memories. If you're on hold, sit tight. Coming to you here on WWL. Mashing it up with my dad here on this Father's Day edition of Sports Talk. David Garrick. And, Dad, you were talking about some memories you have on the basketball court at West Point, New York, with Mom and my sister, two of the most unathletic women you'll ever see on the face of the earth.
Yeah, they were, with all due respect, both your mother and your sister were athletically challenged. By no way am I suggesting that you nor I were gifted athletes, because, well, you were better than me, but certainly I was not. And I really want you to – I think you have a little better memory of that, but we were playing in some – a loose game of 2-on-2 basketball, if I'm not mistaken.
It was me and Mom. It was me and Mom, and you and Tara. So
yeah,
and two on two, and my mom gets the ball, and she shoots it. She was underneath the basket. I mean, literally standing underneath it, and does and throws one up to the hoop, right, and it bounces so hard off the rim, and hits her on the shoulder. Luckily, because she did have enough athleticism to move slightly out of the way. Otherwise, it would have taken out our teeth. I mean, she bounced it right off the rim so hard.
Right. And what was that? That has to be almost 30 years later, and we think of that as one of the great memories. A couple of other things that
Hold on. You kind of called me out with the Bucks thing, so I'm going to call you out. So me and my sister often talk about this to this day. You talk about years and years removed, how great the memories are. I'll bring you back to West Point. I think it was somewhere, I don't know, December, January, February. I mean, it snowed in May in West Point, we were walking out of the quarters at West Point, me and my dad, I think we were going to the gym, ironically, to play some pickup basketball with the cadets, and we were walking on the sidewalk, and it had iced over a little bit from a good dusting the night before.
It wasn't iced over a little bit. It was iced over a lot.
It's your recollection, because I'm going to get to the true story here in a second. My dad takes a tumble, slips on the ice, and there was a jagged part of the ice that ended up slicing my dad and on the hand. And he gets up, and I'm expecting to see, you know, European Vacation, the biker, the guy that got hit, blood just gushing out of his hand. It's a superficial wound right on his thumb, right where the thumb meets the palm, and he's holding it so tight, ever so tight, like he's in so much pain. And I got a gash. So to this day, me and my sister, you know, if there's some sort of superficial wound that either one of us get, it might be a simple text that we'll send to my dad and say something to the effect of, I got a gash. And it's really just, I mean, it's something that, I mean, it's like not even, I don't know, an eighth, not even an eighth of an inch deep. I mean, it's tiny, teeny tiny.
Well, yeah, that's another story that your sister likes to remind me of every opportunity she can, every single opportunity she can. I think she takes advantage of that more than you do. I was during the break, I was golf. You and I really enjoyed playing golf together. Again,
both terrible.
Neither of us were really that good, right? We just weren't that good. But what a great game. And I think it taught you and me too, just how wonderful the game of golf is, and just how difficult it is to play. Other memories that jump to my brain is, you know, of course, being lucky enough to be a commissioned officer when you enlisted into the Marine Corps. Yeah. I was able to swear you in, and that was a special time for me to swear you into the Marine Corps. And of course, we've had some tough times too. You know, when you were a police officer, that accident you were in almost jumped into a very, very serious. When your mother and I got that call about midnight, it was like, wow, what is going to happen here? And then, of course, we all know, and Your sister's in a tough fight now, and of course everybody's in the tough fight, and you know, that's what happens when a member of the family gets sick, and we all kind of, everybody has to rally around that, and we all feel like we're in that fight. So I told your son Christian when he graduated from high school, it was just yesterday that I was his age, and it goes fast, so fast, and not you Christian, but one discounts just how much time one has when really you don't have much time. So the more you I think being a father, being a parent, is probably the most important job you could ever have in your life.
Yeah.
And the more you can dedicate yourself to that, the more I think value you deliver to your children. You know that and my father wasn't around that much, and I think that was probably one of the reasons why I was so committed to being a dad to both you and your sister. In a very different way. You know, I fathered you very different than I fathered your sister. I think you know that.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
But nonetheless, both of you are really equally and special and wonderful to me.
Dad, I got to run, man. It's been fun. Once again, happy Father's Day. Really enjoyed this, all right?
Yeah, love you, man.
All right, love you too, Dad. Coming back, Bobby, Ron, Michael, Tommy, and is it Dodo? This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.